This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jennifer Cahill, spokesperson for CLECO, joins us on WWL. Jennifer, welcome. Do you have any good news for us?
Well, I have some news about what CLECO's efforts are right now.
Okay.
We have statewide, we have about 36,000 customers without power, and I'd say about 19,000 of those are in the St. Tammany area. But we have set up 11 staging sites across the state. We have all of our materials and equipment ready to go, and we've assembled a team that includes all of our CLECO employees and nearly 2,000 additional line mechanics, tree trimmers, and damage assessors. So now that the conditions are safe, our workers are beginning to assess the damage by land and by air, and they're going to start working on clearing debris and restoring power to customers.
Jennifer, do you have any indication in terms of time, in terms of the severity of the outages? Can you assess whether or not some of them are less severe than others and that power might come back sooner rather than later?
Sure. I mean, again, the sun's just coming up, and we're just starting to really work on those restoration efforts. And it looks like right now we have to clear a lot of damage and debris before we can really form those estimated restoration times. But our crews are working quickly and safely, and customers can visit our outage map, visit CLECO.com/stormcenter for the latest restoration information.
Okay, so CLECO customers who are without power need to know that CLECO is on top of this, and they're going to head out shortly and start working on these problems, and hopefully the energy comes back soon.
Sure, absolutely. And look, I think one of the more important things for our customers to know right now is that one of the most dangerous times is after a storm passes. So if you see a down power line, please make sure that you report that to CLECO and call 911. And please make sure that you're operating a generator safely, meaning operating it outdoors, following the manufacturer instructions. And all of those safety tips can also be found on CLECO.com or on our Facebook page.
Jennifer Cahill, thanks for being available. You know, I know it's bad news when the energy is out, but one thing that really frustrates customers who are without power is not knowing anything, and the idea that you know the power's out, you know who's missing power, and you've got the staging sites ready, and the CLECO trucks are ready to get out there and start assessing this, it does bring relief to many of your customers.
Right. We appreciate that, and we appreciate our customers' patience. You know, oftentimes when our customers' power goes out, we know at the same time. We have smart meters set up for all of our customers around the state. So when the power goes out, we know immediately. But again, in speaking about Hurricane Francine, we have been preparing all week. We have all of our crews ready, additional contractors in the area, the staging site, the materials, and we're ready to start restoring power.
All right. Jennifer Cahill, spokesperson with CLECO. Thank you for the information for all of your customers.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.